I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
She's a former attorney, and in her life, her mom is judge and jury. It's Watch What Happens Live with DeAndra Simmons and Andy Dorfman now.
Andy Cohen's got the 411.
Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, the big name for the big D and a former assistant DA. My first guest says Dallas girls are sugar and spice, but I'm still working on nice. Please welcome Real Housewife of Dallas, DeAndra Simmons. Hey, DeAndra.
Hi. Hi, Andy. How are you?
Good. You're looking like a million-dollar bill. And my next guest is a former lawyer turned bachelorette turned runner who probably clocked her fastest pace when she was sprinting away from Juan Pablo. Her new training app, Andorphins, is available now. It's Andy Dorfman. That's a cute name. Hi, Andy.
Hi.
Great to see you.
I like your name, too.
So, DeAndra, how are you doing? I mean, a few weeks ago, you were hospitalized with COVID. You look great and recovered.
I'm doing so much better. Thank you so much for asking. I am finally on the mend. I did have quite a difficult time. I know you also had COVID in the beginning, so you know how difficult it is. But
how long were you in the hospital?
I was in the hospital for 6 days.
Wow.
It's just because I needed oxygen and I have asthma and I couldn't breathe very well. And then my temperature was out of control. So finally they got that under control and I was able to be released the first night of the preview of Real Housewives of Dallas, which was the best New Year's Eve present I've ever had in my life.
Wow. That's great. I thought you were going to say it made me sick again. So that's good.
No.
Which Dallas housewife was the most supportive during your time in the hospital?
Probably Tiffany and Carrie actually called my husband every day to find out how I was. And she and Cameron and Tiffany all brought me pajamas. So very sweet of them.
And you were at a different hospital from the one that Tiffany works at, right?
No, I was at her hospital, actually.
No way. So was she able to come see you?
She works actually in the more public wing and I was in the private wing.
So by the way,
well, I'm in the COVID ward, so in the private wing.
Right. Tonight's episode, we gotta talk about it a little bit. I mean, it seemed like Carrie was really on you about your party planning skills, and I couldn't figure out why. Could you, Andy?
I couldn't figure that out either. I feel like the bond that I see you two having is very sisterly. So I don't know if it's like a sisterly little like tough love, but she was a little hard on you. I was like, Carrie, back off.
She's been hard on me, well, as you've seen, for, you know, the last few weeks. And she's been hard on me all year. But I think you'll see, you know, how that pans out. And I've been a little bit less reactive. I think you have to give me some points on that, Andy.
Yes, you definitely have been. Doesn't seem like the ladies were into Captain Brandy either.
No, but we all have our kind of quirky sense of humors, and that was one of the things I brought to the table, and actually have Captain Brandy around here somewhere if you want to see her.
Andy, before you were judging potential in-laws on The Bachelorette, you were an expert in law as a former assistant DA, so I want to play a round of Judge Andy. I'm going to run through current Housewives drama. You decide who's guilty in each scenario. Okay, in Dallas, Carrie versus Deandra. Is Carrie being overly critical, or is it a friend's job to make you step up your party planning game?
Overly critical, just enjoy the party.
In Dallas, Carrie versus Tiffany. Is Carrie correct that Tiffany is a bit of a buzzkill at parties, or is Tiffany correct that Carrie goes to extremes to get people to party?
I think Carrie's pushing Tiffany to the party, but I think she kind of wants to also.
Tiffany versus Cameron. She kind of made her eat those chicken feet. What was your thought there?
I think if somebody doesn't want to eat chicken feet, don't push it on them. Cameron knows how to dramatize it though. So I'd say just don't make them eat the chicken feet.
In Salt Lake City, Whitney versus Jen. Who ruined Coach Shaw's party? Jen for throwing the glass or Whitney for giving the information?
What a hot mess moment. Whitney shouldn't have given the information, but Jen threw the glass and just blew it off the top.
Mary versus Jen. Who's responsible for that feud escalating?
I cannot. I mean, it was really bad what she said, but also, like, move on, Jen. It's okay.
Okay, Whitney versus Lisa. Should Whitney have checked with Lisa first before running to tell Jen that Lisa's afraid of her?
Yes, but it's more fun that Whitney didn't. For my own entertainment purposes, I'm kind of down for that.
All right. Thank you very much, Judge Andy. What'd you say? Those are what?
Those were pretty tough. All the spats, it's like, all right, I see both sides.
Yeah, see that? Well, Deandra, when it comes to the financial relationship you have with Mama D, your friends are all deeply invested. So I want to rip through some questions with, to borrow a phrase from Cameron, you get checks from your mom? Okay, how much did your mom give you for your wedding?
For my wedding to Jeremy?
Yeah.
I paid for that wedding.
Wow.
So she didn't pay for that wedding. I paid for that wedding. That was my second marriage, and it was my duty to pay for it.
Has your mom ever used money to bribe you into doing something she wanted?
Oh, I'm sure. Yes. numerous times.
Has Mama D ever treated you to a private plane ride?
We had a private plane when I was growing up. My father had three planes, so I grew up flying private until my father passed away.
What was the most lavishly expensive party that Mama D has thrown you?
Probably my first wedding, which was over $1 million.
Wow.
<Didn't last. Ooh. laughs>
And do we not, and how long did that marriage last?
About a year and a half.
No.
Mm-hmm. She was not happy with me.
Was there one thing that made that wedding so expensive, by the way, out of curiosity?
My father actually, my stepfather, wanted to have fireworks. So we had to lease the entire city of Dallas sky where we were and be able to pay for that, plus the fireworks that went on for an hour in between the wedding and the reception.
All right.
Fabulous.
When you go to a restaurant, how often does Mama D pick up the bill?
About half the time.
Interesting. All right. Thank you very much for helping me get to the bottom of
But Andy, that. I would like to point something out, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
So these ladies have husbands. These ladies have husbands that write checks for them. And to use Cameron's word from your little quiz a couple of weeks ago, she married into affluence. And it's a little sanctimonious of her to not... you know, to not know that she should be pointing out where she gets her cash out from, you know?
All right. Andy, Kendall Wilson wants to know who your pick is for the next Bachelorette.
Oh, too early to tell from this group, but I would say let's give Claire another redo.
And if you've been watching this season, who's your front runner for Matt, would you say?
I watched the first two episodes. I liked the girl Abigail that he gave his first impression rose to, but it's really hard in the beginning. I got to wait till like hometowns or fantasy suites to really make a choice that I bet on at least.
Deandra, Briella Elizabeth wants to know how you felt during Tiffany's house tour. Did it seem like she was bragging?
Not to me, because I know her very well, and I've been on those home tours before. Plus, I always love to see her closet because it's always changing.
Deandra, we got a lot of questions about the shaman. Is that a licensed shaman?
I don't even know if there's a license for a shaman in this country. I don't know.
Have to go to a school.
That's a trick question. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah. It is actually. Well, how long have you been seeing him?
I've known him for over 20 years. He actually is also a hairstylist that kind of moonlights as a shaman. And he used to do my hair and makeup when I was a model over 20 years ago.
Wow. Very interesting. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Let's go to the virtual audience. Madison has a question for Deandra. Hey, Madison.
Hey, Deandra.
Hi, Deandra.
Hi.
Harry says that you're up Tiffany's ass. Do you think she's just jealous with your friendship with Tiffany?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'd rather be up Tiffany's ass than up Carrie's ass after her husband has licked her ass. So, you know, I think it's better that I'm up Tiffany's ass, to be honest. You don't remember that, Andy, where she said my husband licks my ass at reunion?
It's very specific. Okay, Stephanie, what's your question?
I'm going to change my answer and say the Dallas girls win.
Stephanie, what's your question for Andy?
Hi, Andy.
Hi, cheers.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how surprised were you that Claire and Dale called it quits? And I know you mentioned this, but do you think Claire would give the Bachelor franchise another try, or do you think she's done because it kind of got derailed the last time?
I mean, yeah, it did get derailed. It's hard to do it again, but I thought her season was good. I thought it was off to a nice, good, kind of crazy train wreck of a start, which is what you always want in a Bachelorette. And then it ended in a fairy tale, which is also what you always want. I wouldn't say I'm surprised or not surprised. I try like not get in anyone's business. I come from like a failed engagement from that show. So I try and kind of support whether it fails or succeeds, to be
honest.
Smart. Hey, you're looking better than ever.
Yes, she is. You are looking better than ever. Andy, you said on this show that Tinsley would make a great Bachelorette, but she's now glued to Scott like a quality set of lashes. So it's time to draft your next suite of fantasy bachelorettes. I'm going to read off pairs of housewives. You tell us, should they accept this rose? Say, who would do a better job as the next lead? Okay. Who would make the better bachelorette, Sonia Morgan or Ramona Singer?
Oh, that's hard. I'm going to go Sonia.
Okay. Who would make the better bachelorette, Giselle or Teresa? Oh boy, this would be entertaining.
Oh, this is hard.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go Teresa.
Okay. Who would make the better bachelorette, Heather Gay or Leah McSweeney?
Oh my gosh, this is actually really tough.
I know it is.
I kind of want to see Heather.
Okay.
I want to see Heather, I think.
Who would make the better bachelorette, Shannon Storms Bedore or Luann de Lesseps?
This is really hard. I'm going to say Luann.
You know what? I would like to see that. Who would make the better bachelorette? Garcelle Beauvais or Kenya Moore?
Garcelle would be better at finding love, but Kenya would be more entertaining.
Okay. Who would make the better bachelorette? Portia Williams or Erica Jane?
Oh, that's hard. I think Erica would do some damage to those guys, so I'm going to go with her.
Okay, if she were not married, who would make the better bachelorette, Cynthia Bailey or Karen Huger? I mean,
this is hard.
Hypothetical and type of hypothetical.
Again, Cynthia for the love, but Karen for the train wreck.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the love, Karen, for the energy.
Okay. I like it. Deandra, Carolina P. wants to know, how did your dad's two wills change your relationship with Mama D? I was curious of this, too. Did it change things with her, too?
She actually knew about the private will that I was not made aware of until after my father passed away. And it had been something that had been put in a safety deposit box to tell me about later if need be. And of course, it was brought out, and that's what caused the division in the family. There's a lot to unpack there.
Wow. So it caused division with you and Mama D as well.
No, Mama D was very supportive of the fact that my grandparents wanted me to have a part of their inheritance and not to be excluded from what they had left my father.
Got it. Andy, Corinne F. wants to know, who's a better runner? And be honest, Tyler Cameron or Matt James? And who has the better body?
Ooh, Matt's a better runner. I haven't really seen their bodies.
What?
I'm going to go with Matt.
Tyler's body is all over his Instagram, which is really why I follow him.
I mean, he does have a good body.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Matt's body, though, I don't think.
Well,
more to come. Is he on Instagram with his body showing?
I don't know. Well, if a wine tasting trip could be considered classy, leave it to the Dallas ladies to add notes of a stripper pole and potty. So I want to keep refining our palates with make up your wine. I'm going to read off celebrities. You guys guess whether they have a wine label or not. Okay, does Nancy Pelosi have her own brand of wine?
No.
Andy?
No.
Yes, she does.
No.
What about Dave Matthews? Deandra?
I'm going to say yes.
Andy?
I'm going to say no.
He does. What about Tyra Banks? Deandra?
No.
Andy?
No.
No, she doesn't. What about Mary J. Blige? Deandra?
Yes.
Andy?
Yes, I hope so.
Yes, she does. What about Madonna?
Yes.
Andy?
I'm going to assume yes.
No, but her dad does. What about John Legend? Deandra?
Yes.
Andy?
I'm going to say no.
Yes, he does. What about A-Rod? Deandra?
No.
Andy?
I'm going to say no.
No, he doesn't. Thank you very much. Deandra wins the game. Deandra, Lillian W. said, without giving too much away, do you think Tiffany's career as a doctor made it hard for her to loosen up and get crazy with the ladies this season?
I certainly think that Tiffany takes her career very seriously, and she should. And I believe that the first year of being a housewife is a learning experience. So I think she's had to learn how to loosen up and have fun. And I believe she has. You'll see that.
Sabrina E. said, Andy, now that you both live in LA, do you think there's any chance you'll rekindle with Nick Vile?
No.
Can you be a little more definitive about that?
Actually, I heard he has a girlfriend, but no, I feel like I always get asked that question. It's just a no.
I know, I'm just kidding. Deandra, Brenda T. wants to know your reaction to seeing Tiffany and Brandy discuss Brandy's racist video immediately after meeting each other.
I think that it was the elephant in the room, in that if anybody was going to have the discussion, it needed to be Tiffany with Brandy. And I believe she did it with kindness, compassion, and also sharing a personal story, which is really instructive and helps people kind of figure out maybe what they did was wrong and why.
That's nice. Yeah. Andy, your app, what does your app do?
Oh, so it's an app for people that want to go out for a run. Obviously, quarantine, gyms are closed. So it's for beginners, intermediate. Basically, has challenges, training plans. We've got abs, we've got nutrition, recovery. Essentially, anytime you want to go for a run and you don't know what to do, download the app, load it up, get a challenge, and you're off.
There you go. Wow.
Thank you.
Endorphins. Endorphins.
Yeah.
It's so, is that a term
obviously you've... play on endorphins.
Yes. Yes. Is that a term you've used
yeah.
all your life? I love it. I'm going to start using it.
No, it actually hashtag for the marathon. I'll send it to you. It's great. I want to take the intimidation out of running. I want running to be cool and chic, you know. Of course, there's cycling and other stuff, but I think a lot of people are intimidated by running, and it's a good way to get out there, get healthy, get active.
All right. Well, on that note, it is time for Watch What Happens 5. Deandra's mom, Mama D, hasn't only given us iconic catchphrases, she's also given us iconic style. We have her wig right over there on one of our glass heads. So we want to celebrate her groundbreaking array of versatile hairdos through the years. To start off at number 5, here's Mama D making her Dallas debut. Looking good. At number 4, a real game change, here's Mama D handing Deandra the keys to the business. Okay, number 3, she's at the season 3 reunion. What did she do differently to her hair? It's so different. Number 2, another stunning transformation from Mama D. And at number 1, it's Deandra giving an homage to her mom. You know what? There you go. Not only does Mama D not give a rip, but she's never experimented with a hair clip or anything else. And I appreciate it. I am here for it. I want to thank Deandra and Andy for being here. We'll see you tomorrow night, and we'll see you two on the after show right now. Thanks, guys.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right. We are back with Deandra Simmons from The Real Housewives of Dallas and Andy Dorfman. Andy's app, Endorphins, is available right now. Well, tonight, Carrie wasn't happy with Deandra's skills as a hostess, or should I say co-hostess? Sorry, Captain Brandy. So let's play a round of hostess or no, sis. I'm going to read off scenarios from past parties in the Housewives universe. Tell us if it's a no-go for you guys. Okay, what about arranging for your guests to get Botox at your party? This was an early Housewives trope. What do we think? Yay or nay?
Yay. I'm nay. I'd rather just drink, but I feel like you can't drink if you're doing Botox.
All right. What about a beatless brunch theme where you're supposed to come all natural, no makeup?
No. Nay. Big thumbs down.
I'm totally down for that.
Okay.
Andy, aren't you from Dallas?
What about forcing
I'm
your
totally
guests?
Totally down from that.
What about forcing your guests to help clean up?
No. No, I don't think so.
I'm from Georgia. No.
Okay. What about a woman in a mermaid costume flopping around by the pool? I mean, that was odd.
Yeah, I like it. Kind of like Captain Brandy humor.
I'm not mad at it.
Oh my God, I love it. Okay, what about a centerpiece-less dinner party? Can you handle it? No.
I think I'm okay with that.
Okay. What about having a cash bar at your anniversary party?
Absolutely not.
No. What about sending a mime to invite your friends to your party?
That's funny. I like that.
Andy doesn't care for it. Allowing your breasts to pop, constantly pop out of your dress.
That happened to me at reunion, so, you know, say lovey.
Crashing a wig launch party with a marching band to advertise your own hair care line.
No.
All right.
No, but I live for it.
Last but not least, leaving a vibrator on a plate of chicken at your friend's house party. I mean, always a classic, right?
No.
All right. I want to thank Deandra and Andy for taking this romp down memory lane. Keep tuning into the Housewives of Dallas and check out Andy's app, Endorphins, available now. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.